Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. On Sunday afternoon, the Giants take on the undefeated Carolina Panthers. Now, I know everybody wants to talk about 1998, same week of the season, week number 15, Kent Graham's touchdown pass to Amani Toomer to win the football game, or the Giants knocking off the undefeated Patriots in the Super Bowl. This one a little bit more like 1998. The Denver Broncos were the defending Super Bowl champions. Carolina comes in as the top team in the National Football League at 13-0. And what happened in both of those games? Well, first of all, the Giants' defense played a wonderful game, and they're going to have to do that again. Carolina can move the ball with their running game, and obviously the quarterback, Cam Newton, is a key component to all that. So the Giants have to be strong at the point of attack and not allow Carolina to get a lot of big chunk yards on first down. The Giants right now are ranked last in the NFL in giving up yards on first down plays. They cannot allow that to happen against Cam Newton, because then he can use the play-action pass, he can fake the threat of the run, and they've got some speedsters downfield that can really create havoc for the Giants. On the other side of the ball, the Giants have to be effective with the football. And here's what I mean by effective. They've got to maximize their scoring opportunities, and they've got to continue to improve in the red zone. Last week, much better for the Giants against the Miami Dolphins. They got 3 touchdowns in 4 red zone trips. They've really struggled in red zone efficiency, and that's one of the reasons why the Giants have lost so many of these close games. They haven't been able to get that knockout punch, those key points, those extra 4 points instead of a field goal, getting a touchdown that can make the difference down the stretch and give them a little breathing room. Now, it's not going to be easy. This is a Carolina team that has arguably the best linebacker in football in Luke Kuechly. Plus, they have Thomas Davis. They have a strong front and Josh Norman at corner. But for the Giants to win this game, it's about 60 minutes of football and making something special happen. That's how they can win, and that's my perspective.